Chat. Hello. How are we doing? Here, let me move the phone closer. This way you can at least hear me, baby. Like, maybe better. Is this better? I don't know if this is better or not. Maybe, maybe not. Oh my God. What is going on? Why is it like this, chat? I'm really sorry. I was hoping to get the Stardew Sundays thing going and like make it a weekly thing. Man. Oh my God. I'm also realizing that remind me, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. Thank you. How's the volume, by the way? Because I can't see like the volume meter on Twitter. There isn't like a volume slider or anything like OBS does, so I don't know if things are like too loud or too quiet. They just say this time of year has come for your internet issues. I don't know why. That's the thing. Like, I know this area has bad internet during the wintertime, but why it has bad internet during the wintertime is completely lost on me. It's such a consistent thing, too. And I have no idea why. It's always during the winter, too. Volume is good. Okay, that's good. That's good. I feel like I need to have some kind of background music, but I'm not really sure what to put on there. And I don't know how to, like, layer the background music on top of the phone mic, so... I just realized that I am... Okay, wait, hold up. Oh my God. I just realized that I can't see chat anymore because my internet died and now my chat isn't refreshing. Can I open up my own waiting room on my phone so that I can at least see my own chat? Is that something I can do? There's gotta be it. No way. Don't tell me like this. Oh no, now I can't even see chat because I can't even, oh my God. So, how are you all doing? Do you all come here often? I don't. Because usually my internet works and I'm on YouTube instead. My mind is still a little bit abuzz with some of the conversation that we had yesterday during the membership stream. And I can't say anything out loud because it was all like membership stuff. But man, the quiz have really great ideas. So hopefully some of those start to get put together. I'm really sorry, Chad, I can't see anything. Is there like a comment way on, is there like comments on Twitter that I can like read? Because I can't see anything. Oh my God, even this, Chad. Well. It's a nice Sunday. And okay, let's see, is it working? Okay, now I can see chat. Now I can see. I can see both, actually. The internet connect you just connected. Can we answer him if he can't see us? I'm Italian, so I'm used to this. Oh my goodness. I don't know why it's like now. Why? Why can't it be like never? Okay, now I can see some of your replies. I can see both on YouTube and on Twitter now. Thank you for the hugs. How on earth does this work? I have no idea myself. Trace level, we can reply on the live thread. Nice. The live thread, yay. At least something's working. Man. So, Chan. Wait, if the internet's working, maybe can I load up my own waiting room and see if I can get that working? Or being perceived. Oh, man. What's it like being perceived, chat? There's no easy way to like search for these things on the mobile app, unfortunately. So like I have to keep scrolling to try to see if it'll show up. I'm joined, but I don't see a live chat. Oh no, there's only chat right now. There's no like I'm only looking at the chat box. There's no like stream. This is just a Twitter space at the moment. As the internet is being fun. Do you know what? I'm excited for chat. One day I want to do another karaoke, but the karaoke will be like a themed karaoke. I'm waiting on a couple of things to fall into place, but I tweeted out a little while back that I can't do the thing I wanted to do on Valentine's Day because the timing just didn't work. I can possibly do a thing on White Day, and I'm kind of looking forward to want to do a karaoke on White Day. And I've been practicing for it. Hopefully the things all like fall into place in order so that like it works out so that I can go ahead and actually do that. But I don't know. Lots of things are kind of up in the air at the moment. And because they're up in the air, it makes it a little bit difficult to like plan things out. You know those things like where you want to like you have all these plans ready to go, but there's like one little thing at the very beginning that you need to like check off first before you can even get started on the rest of everything. It's like that. So right now, I'm waiting on that first thing at the very beginning. It'll be fun. I hope it is fun. I hope it is. Hang on, I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to get you guys onto my phone. Because if I can get it onto the phone, then maybe I don't have to like risk it dying on me. Because right now, the only way I can see it is through the Twitter thread replies, but it's like super slow. This is not working. How do I? Why is it so difficult to get the link for my own stream up on my phone? Why is it so weirdly difficult to do that? Can I do this? Sama sama, thank you for the gift. Thank you. Are we allowed to send you song suggestions? Of course, of course. I already have like some kind of a playlist that I'm putting together. I'm not that great at it, so I'm just like practicing whatever I can. Okay, now I can see live chat. Oh, it's so tiny. Oh my God, it's so tiny. Can I change it to maybe mobile site, desktop browser? I don't know if I can get it on my phone. Because if I can get it on my phone, where do we leave suggestions? Here, I'll tweet it out. I'll just tweet something and then you guys can like reply to that one and then leave the comments in there. That way I can refer back to it. Okay, tweet, post, emote, music. Wait, oh no, where'd it go? I'm so used to typing on a keyboard. Okay, you know what? Here, music. There. I just went ahead and I tweeted it out, so feel free to leave any recommendations. EXO, I don't know any songs about EXO. My like singing repertoire portfolio. You know what? Here, I'm tired. I want to go lie down. Okay. You know what? Since I'm on Twitter space, I might as well lay down for this one. Who knows? Maybe I'll be able to get some sleep tonight. Some proper sleep. Did you know I've been going to sleep at like 5 for the last like 2 weeks? It's been bad. My sleep schedule is just so wonky right now. I don't know why it's this bad. Are we on a pillow? Not yet. I'm holding you in my hands right now. The boys are looking forward to your K-pop arc. God. I mentioned it a little while back, but like with the 3D stuff, I want to do like dancing. And I realized I just can't do any karaoke, like not karaoke, choreography. I can't do any kind of practice because it's like my room is too small and I can't really do it outside. Like, even I can't even go into like the hallway and practice because I don't really have the things with me. I've got to get like a, because I monitor where like the choreography, like dance video is in my room and I can't like bring it out. So right now I'm just kind of waiting. The boys like Flayon suggested and he recommended that I can go and do some recording in my car. Because it does make sense that your car is pretty well isolated in terms of sound. Because when you're driving on the highway, it needs to be enough of a closed and sound-treated chamber so that like the noise of other cars on the highway doesn't really get through. But like, I don't know, it's kind of difficult to sing in the car. Because I remember having to commute for I rode an academy. And I've been commuting for almost an hour every single day there and an hour back. So I'd karaoke in my own car. But like, you gotta be doing that sitting down. You can't like stand up. So it's hard to like take in a really deep breath, you know? I'm going to bed at 3 a.m. I'm waking up at 8 a.m. Oh no. Done that a couple of times. That sounds brutal. Yeah, it does. Try that. The recording of the car, not that bad actually. I might have to do it. I might have to start doing the peak casual singing. I was thinking like also just off the top of my head, because I mentioned a while back that I wanted to take a break and I was expecting it to be like 2 weeks, but at the same time I don't want to take a 2 week break because in my mind this is how it goes. Do you want to hear Cabbage Puppy? It's Cabbage Puppy. Squishy. Yeah. I wanted to take a break, but I want it to be like 2 weeks because I know myself well enough that the first like 3 days of my break, quote break, will not be a break because I'll still be like coasting off just trying to survive and planning and work and all that stuff. So I was wondering, like, maybe I should just do like 2 1-week breaks instead, but I don't know where to put those. Because if I put them both in February, like, it's going to be too much. Yeah, Cabbage Puppy. It's kind of soft. It's more squishy than soft. Like, the fabric is very... It's not plush, but it's, like, very silky. I don't know what they use. I think it's, like, the similar thing they use for Squishmallows. It's just really soft, but the... the filling inside makes it squishy. Yeah. Speaking of puppies, how's Biscuit doing? She's doing fine. She's got her own little home, nice and insulated. We bought extra blankets for her. So she's like bundling up in a little donut. You guys know that when dogs, like they're cold, they bundle up into little donuts. So when they're sleeping, there was like a, I saw a meme online. It was comparing, I think, like wiener dogs, Dachshunds, to like bagels, because when they get cold, they wrap up and they turn into like a little donut. It's really cute. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, ah, oh. I love it when people compare like animals to food. Like, there's a Twitter account that I follow that features these little birds, like small, tiny. They look like mochi with eyeballs because they're so small, right? But like, they compare like bagels and dogs or these little birds and onigiri because like they're black and white, you know, they're really cute. I love the meme, right? Biscuit sniffer ASMR. Biscuit smells like corn chips. She smells like Fritos. I think most dogs smell like Fritos. Like apparently there's some kind of bacteria in their paws that give off a corn chip / Fritos type of smell. And it's like almost all the dogs have it. And I don't know, like, I don't really know why, but it's like the bacteria that lives in there gives off a byproduct that smells, that our brains interpret as like a corn chip smell. Well, what? No, really? Go Google it right now. Go and be like, why do dogs' toes, why do dogs' feet smell like Fritos? And they do. It's so weird. I can believe that. You can go Google it. I can do it right now. I used to say that people would laugh. They don't believe. It's weird, yeah. Some people say dog paws smell like popcorn. Yeah, it does smell like various types of corn. I don't know why. Animals of food news for double. My own cat name is Waffle House. Oh, that's cute. And last cat's paw smell like that. Cute. I think my favorite name for dogs and cats, just anyone. Okay, so my favorite trope is actually like the gap moe between animals and their names. That's one of the things that I really like. So the smaller the animal is, the more choony I want the name to be. Like a tiny little kitten that fits in one palm of your hand. It's like the palm of one of your hands, right? A tiny little baby kitten, right? But their name like Balthazar the World Destroyer. Or like Beelzebub, the Scourge of the Hells. You know? And then you look at it and this is a tiny little gerbil, or maybe it's a small frog that's bigger, like that's no bigger than your thumb. You know, like a tiny little animal. I love that gap moe. The cuter and the smaller the animal is, but the more evil and like villainous the name is, I love that gap. It's so adorable. It's my favorite. My cousin's chihuahua is Maximus. Exactly that kind of stuff. They're so cute. The mighty curtain destroyer, Lucifer, right? Scourge of houseplants. Destroyer of cups left on a table near a precarious ledge that can be knocked over by any cat. They also pop an animal in question, no smaller than the teacup. Yeah. I found out that teacup pigs aren't really a pig. They're just regular pigs, but babies. So when they grow up, they become like full pigs and they eat like tons of food. I was so sad when I found out about that. The defiler of carpets. I don't need a chihuahua named Hercules. Oh, that's cute. A beta fish knows a team named Bruiser. Oh, man. It's a scam, isn't it? Yeah. It's just like, for example, did you guys know that there isn't a species of crabs called the soft-shelled crab? Maybe? Because, like, the whole point of the shell of a crab is supposed to be hard and tough so that it can defend against predators. You know, it makes it very difficult to, exert the effort and energy to break a shell and eat it, right? But, like, the soft-shell crab that you eat are actually just regular, like, crabs that have recently molted, apparently. So they're not like there's not a species of crabs that have like hereditary soft shell that people just go and eat. They just get the crab right after it molts and sheds its previous like shell. Yeah, it's just a molted crab. So yeah. Being soft shell crabs are just crabs who fresh out of shedding. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. Like there isn't a soft-shell turtle exists. Yeah, a turtle exists. That's a completely different species. But like for crabs, there is no species of like soft-shelled crabs. It's just crabs that have recently molted. They take that and they harvest them and then they process them for food. But like that's where it is. Like you're eating a little bit of the shell. It's just not fully hardened yet. Isn't soft-shell crabs the crabs just molt? Yeah, exactly. I want to know though, like, What is the species of crabs? Like, what is that species? Is it like rock crabs? I don't know enough about crabs. I need like someone who has like a whole series on crabs videos. Like, you guys know this short with the lobster fisherman? I think one of his like his big things is he catches lobsters in these lobster traps. And then he does like the barnacle cleaning. So he has like a little bit of he's got like a little pliers or like tweezers or something, right? And he like cleans off the barnacles of lobsters. And then he like tells you about them, like, hey, you know, this is a female. You can tell because like these places are here to hold the eggs and she's this long. And whenever they finish cleaning the barnacles, he gives the lobster like a little snack. Just like a little fish snack, and then it like pinches it between the claw and then tosses them back into the ocean. But yeah, like that guy, right? He's a lot of fun. Like I've learned so much about lobsters just because I keep seeing his shorts. And it's like really, really cool, right? And like the fun things are just like whenever he like explains, like, oh, you know, the lobster lost its shell or it lost its like claw, but as long as it has one working claw, it can still eat, and it takes them, you know, so many, however many months it takes to, like, regrow the arm and all that. It's really cool. Yeah, he's got stuff on, like, TikTok and Instagram and YouTube shorts just all over the place, like, really maximizing that exposure on social media. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should be putting my shorts on Instagram and on TikTok. I didn't put any on TikTok because TikTok wouldn't let me queue up more than 7, and I had, like, 30. Shorts, and I was like, I don't want to keep doing this. I got lazy, but maybe I should. I think also one thing that I want to start making shorts again because I have my shirt on now. I'm gonna be honest, I was like I'm a little bit self-conscious about having my chest out there all the time. But now that I have a shirt on, I feel a bit more confident in it. So maybe I'll get more shorts done. Because, like, okay, so let me explain why. I like having that agency. You know, I want that control. To be able to, like, if I want to show off my abs, I want to be able to have that ability to do so, but I want it to be a decision that I make. You know, I don't want it to be a decision where it's like, it's just out there and I have no choice on it, you know? And it's that choice that is really giving me that confidence. Because if I didn't have the choice, it's just kind of like there and it's out all the time. But now that I have a shirt and I can choose, also, like, it gives away the secret, you know? Like, you can't be just out there giving it all away, right? Like, you got to leave something for the imagination. You have to, like, have a little bit of, like, a sneak peek, a little tease, right? Like, what did Haka say? Like, Vettel's toe cleavage. Like, you need to give people, like, a little bit of a tease of cleavage, of, like, Vettel's toe cleavage. You can't give away the grippers for free, you know? Like, a small, slight tease to know, like, hey, look at what you might be missing out on, right? But, like, that's where the good stuff is, you know? Like, if you saw a little bit of Vettel's toe cleavage, you'd be like, oh, I wonder what would be hiding under there. What's going on there? You know, like, what else is there? You know, you get curious. You get intrigued. You're like, I'm liking this toe cleavage, right? It's an example, chat. Okay, right? But then if you see his grippers out, just like out there for free, right? You see it, you're like, whoa, toesies, right? And it's like, okay, cool. And then you move on because you get used to it, right? And that's like the thing, like the human brain is really good. I mean, well, it's good and bad. It depends on the context and the circumstances of it, right? But the thing, the phenomenon that the human brain is really good at is getting used to things. That's what it is, right? It gets used to it. This is why you're constantly seeking new novel experiences to give your brain that little bit of boost of like the feel good happy chemicals, right? Because if you keep doing the same thing, you get used to it and it's just kind of like, meh, right? Right? His gloves, even, exactly. Like, you see the gloves and you're like, oh, I wonder what's hiding underneath there. You know, like, what's on your mind, King? Like, what's going on? Right? Like, that's what I'm talking about, right? So now that I have, like, this agency, the authority, or, like, the ability to, like, control that, it's a lot easier to, like, utilize it, you know? It's not all the way out there constantly for free. Because, like, here's the thing. A good friend of mine told me that the best way to make friends is to pretend to be as, like, wait, what's the word? Neurotypical? You gotta pretend to be as neurotypical as you can be, right? Before you show them and reveal to them that you're neurospicy. Okay. So my friend was like, no, you gotta pretend like you're like, you've got it under control. You are, pretend like you're hinged. Okay. And then you get them invested in you. And only after they have invested in you do you show them that you're unhinged, because by then it's too late, that they can't go back. You know? It's got to be like that. Right? So you don't show off the goods, you don't reveal the secret sauce, you know, like you don't reveal that. And when you do, you have to reveal it in little teases. You can't be like, you can't just be going out there and just showing it out into the world, right? You gotta tease it. You gotta be like, hey, take a look at this. You like that, right? There's more, but you have to be patient. Ooh, toe cleavage or something, I don't know. I think, like, for Flan, he mentioned it before. I don't remember because it's been, like, a year. He's mentioned it, but, like, he has his belly button out all the time, and everyone's like, whoa, his belly button's out all the time. But now it's, like, big jacket. He can choose whenever he wants that belly button out. You know? So if you want that, you're going to have to be good. What does Hawkeye have? So Beto's got toe cleavage. Clan has belly button. What does Hawkeye have? I don't know. Hawkeye's like the most like covered up, I think. Man. One else thing really cool though. Chat, do you guys go check out Beto's reference art sheet that was made by his mama? Look at that. And when you look at it, I want you to also go and like take a look at the one where his like his jacket's off. Cause it's good. It's real good. Also, when are we gonna get cake? Like, come on. How many boys are there? There's 10 of us, right? And we don't have cake. Like, where's our cake? Come on. One day, they'll have the courage to give us cake. I want it to be like one of those moments where like, wait, there's like, I don't know where I saw this, right? Hang on a minute. Okay. I don't know where I saw this, but I saw like this clip on YouTube of these guys like reviewing some shorts, like movie clips, I think. And this is one guy was like, oh yeah, this one clip in this one Tom Cruise or something. I don't know. It was a movie, right? Like the guy generally doesn't have cake, but like in this one scene from this one angle when like his like base is being attacked and he like gets knocked on the ground and he like has to get up, there's like this one scene where everything lines up, the shadows, the lighting, the angle, like all of it, and then just looks like he's got a massive bakery. Next up for the cake pervs. Very thank you for the super. Thank you. Yeah, they were like playing this video. It was a clip from a movie. I forget what it is, but it's like this one scene, right? Where everything lines up perfectly. I'm just like, bumpy. Maybe that's what's in it for us, you know, like maybe we just need to be pushed to the ground and then have all the lighting, the angle, the camera stuff like line up perfectly for it. Bakery home version. You know, being a V spacer is not that bad. Lie down. I guess the big danger right now is that it's getting comfortable. Like I'm cuddling my cabbage puppy. I'm on my bed. Should give me a blanket. Should give me a blanket too. Get my blanket here. Yeah. Now it feels like I can fall asleep here. Not that I probably shouldn't fall asleep. But I can see myself falling asleep. Very chill vibes. Surprise cake. Push everyone to Tempest to find the bakery. Yeah. Chad already knows that I kind of run hot. So like the past couple of weeks, I've been sitting at my desk with like socks on. That's like it. I got extra fuzzy socks. So what I have right now is a double layer of socks. I have like regular socks, and then on top of the socks, I have the fuzzy socks. So it's like double socks. It's really nice. Because I think like the only thing on my body that gets like cold during the wintertime are my toes. Like I know most people, like their fingers get cold now during the wintertime, but like mine don't really. At least not cold enough that it gets uncomfortable. It's just kind of like a little bit chilly, but nothing too like bothersome. Just socks. Yeah, just socks. It was just socks. Like, yeah, I mean, like, I haven't had the need to, like, wear my, like, jackets or anything. Super cozy. Yeah, double sock. I think I mentioned this a long time ago, I hear that if you keep your feet warm, it helps you fall asleep. But it hasn't been helping me out, so I don't know what's going on with that one. But I read somewhere that it's supposed to help you fall asleep. It's supposed to, like, keep you nice and warm. Protecting your toes from the cold and the biting. I think I remember talking about this, but I saw, like, a gif of, like, a guy going out and, like, feeding his koi's, and, like, he would, like, sprinkle a little of the food or, like, splash it, the water, with his fingers, and all the koi's, like, oh, it's food, food, food. And they swim up close, and they look really cute. Little water puppies. Are you a long socks or ankle socks guy? I am. Okay, so that one requires a little bit of backstory. Here's my Shinri sock lore. I used to be a long sock guy. Speak, Sokoidi. Thank you for 9 months of Navigator. Thank you so much for reaping the membership. Did someone mention grippers? Shinri. Sorry about the ice, but yeah, it happens. Yeah. It's what it is. Quitey. Alright, sock lore. Yeah, Shinri sock lore. I used to be a long sock boy. And I mean long as in, like, knee highs. I used to wear really long socks. And the reason why was because I used to play soccer. So, like, the uniform would give me really long socks that I had to wear. And what I would do is I would pull up the socks as hard, like, as high as they can go, because I like that sensation of, like, compression, I think, at the feet. So, like, you pull the socks tight, you know? Because, like, the reason why I wanted it to be tight was when I was sprinting and running around on the field, I didn't want the sock to, like, bunch up near the ankles. If it, like, slipped down and it bunched up near the ankles, it would feel like just vines, like, very weak vines around my ankles was, like, holding me back. And I didn't like the sensation of it. So what I would do is I would get smaller socks that were, like, tight fitting, and then pull them all the way up to my knees, and that way it would, like, stay on snugly when I was running through the field, and it wouldn't, like, drop down. So that's why I used to be, like, a long sock person, right? And then I realized later on that if I just wore ankle length socks, I wouldn't have to worry about it, because there is no slack. So even if the sock is loose, there's no slack to, like, run down the leg and bunch up near the ankle, because there just isn't that much material. And because there isn't much material, like, I never get that sensation of having, like, things bunched up around my ankles, you know? And that's why I am a ankle-length sock dude now. As a former sprinter, socks in my shoes are the bane of every workout. Right? It just feels, so bad. It feels so gross, you know? Like, it feels as bad as wet socks when you're trying to run. It just, oh, I don't like that sensation. So I try to keep them, like, tight. I try to keep them close to the ankle, like, as close as possible to, like, the lip of the shoe, I think. So it kind of, like, blends in, the sensation kind of blends in together. But yeah. What position did you play? The one in the bottom right in front of the goalie. I forget. Defender something? Right field defender or whatever? I don't know. It's been a long time. But not the goalie, the position in front of the goalie. And then I would switch in for goalie every now and then, but after I got hit in the balls with a soccer ball, I decided not to be goalie anymore. I didn't like that. Ankle socks are nice. I recently seen like socks that were smaller than ankles. They look like slippers. I seen socks that are, they look like ballerina shoes, you know, like they barely cover the heel of your foot and they like barely cover your toes, like super, super thin material too. I've seen a few of those and I don't know. It wasn't like very nice. Yeah, I think like almost every single guy who plays soccer has an experience in their childhood. You just get hit and you're like, okay, I am gonna sit this one out for the next 3 hours. Like, I'm not moving. Just gonna sit down and just gonna catch your breath. love to be goalie until my PE teacher told me I was too good.
Oh no.
Suffering from success. They really wear the small socks sometimes, and when they slip off, they're the worst. I couldn't do it. I could not. Socks are flats only. Yeah, I think it's like for like slip-ons and stuff. You guys didn't wear a cup? Oh no, this wasn't like high school. Like our school wasn't that rich, so we couldn't like afford cups for like. Also, like, it's high schooler boys. Like, I don't know if anyone wants to. Like, the idea of having to wear, like, school cups for PE that, like, offered by the class. And then just, who knows who wore the cup beforehand first, you know? Like, that's why we didn't have that. It was just, like, school stuff. Wrote in school. Yeah. Getting concussed a bunch, going out for sports. I enjoyed sports. But I didn't like contact sports. I like avoided that. The moist sensation. Ew. Oh, that's kind of nasty. But yeah, I don't think high school boys would have wanted to wear cups, especially if it's like a, hey, go select cups from the tray or the box or whatever that all the students use. No, thank you to that one. Maybe this is what I'll do, chat. Maybe I'll become a V-spacer. Just be like, ooh, we help Shinri fall asleep before bedtime, and then we'll just kind of relax here. Okay, can I say something? I need everyone here to like take this in the nicest way possible and not like in a bad way, but like how should I phrase this? I guess the way that I want to phrase it is, how do I, okay, maybe not how, but like, I guess like when. Okay, so here's the thing. If this is the way I want to phrase it. If I were to go to Japan and do some streams there, what can I do that is not food related? Because I saw, like, I know, like, Vesper did his, like, burger taste testing stream. Haka did his konbini snack tasting stream. Altair did a konbini snack tasting stream. But it's like, okay, if I ever go to Japan, like, should I also do, like, oh boy, guys, yet another food tasting? Like, I don't want to do that, you know? So, like, if I ever go, I want to do something the boys haven't already done, and I don't know what, because it's all food. Like, the food is so good there, and I don't want to do the same thing that they've already done, you know? Like, oh guys, like, hey, look, it's another Tempest boy going to Japan, guess what, it's another food, like, I don't want to do that, you know? Because I can see them like every single time someone in Tampa goes to Japan, it's like yet another food review stream. And I don't know, like if I go, I want to make it exciting, but I also don't want to just keep doing the same thing the boys do. Plushie review, that'd be so expensive. Miki had a scare there for a second. Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad, my bad. Like, you know what I mean, right? Like, if everyone's doing food review streams, it's kind of like Crane Game. We kind of already do have Torteba, and I feel weird about like Torteba. Crane Game stuff would be fine. Like Betel, I don't think anyone can top Betel's Torteba stream. I have to this day, I have still not seen anyone get three assistances from staff and still fail. Like I don't know if anyone can top that. That moment still stands out as like the peak Betel Torteba moment. Triple assist, still couldn't get it working. Like gacha fun reviews. Oh, that'd be cute. But we can't show like other IP on there. Like we can't even draw other IP without getting our VODs like taken down. So we can't really show like the little Gatchaman toys. I do want to share them with everyone because oh my god, the last time I went to Gachapon, I had this really cute set. I don't know what it was, but like basically the set was this little woman in like a little like a maid outfit. But like she was in these different poses, like sliding across with like the little floor cleaning cloth or like a broom or like sitting everywhere. And what you were supposed to do is you were supposed to like pin her to your monitor because that's where she was supposed to sit. Like she was like perfectly set to like balance on like the bezels, the edges of your monitor. So I got a full set of that. It was really cute. But I'm gonna go find those again. Yeah, maybe some copyright-free ones. I'll have to look and see. Is a vlog or sightseeing permissible to share? I believe so. I believe so, but I don't know where to go. Japanese abandoned haunted house tour. God, I wish I could go. I don't know what the like Japanese haunted house are like. Do you think I could go? Wait, do they ever publish the address? I don't think so, right? Chat, maybe like for a moment I had a thought. Like, what if I went to Japan and I visited that one house that the YouTuber made for his My Home Tour, like video, the really spooky one where he just kind of loops back and forth, you know? Like, oh, if I could go to the same place and find the house that they filmed in, that would be so cool. Like, I would love to visit that kind of stuff, like a behind the scenes, you know? Like a Miyabi Senpai vlog. I have actually never seen those before. And I'll have to go check them out. A vending machine review. Ooh, I want to. But I want to do a vending machine review of like weird vending machines, not like the ones that everyone knows, like Boss Coffee. Oh, so good, so delicious. I love Boss Coffee, but like everyone has done Boss Coffee, you know, like everyone's already drunken. Everyone, they like they've already done the like the standard type of coffee, like vending machines. I want to go find like a cursed vending machine, you know. That's actually Pito Pito's house. Oh, that's actually their real house. Oh my gosh, that's insane. Konbini chicken review. I want to. It'd be like, hey chat, it's another chicken review. This is the seventh one this week. Chicken review every single day. It'll take place at like 3 a.m. after I do my 2 a.m. walks to like go visit Konbini's for fried chicken. The vending machine review. It's a vending machine. Oh my god. There's a YouTube channel called Dancing Bacons, I think. Dancing Bacons, Tasting Bacons. I don't know. Basically, they go around and they do all these like really cool like videos, like hand cam videos of like them eating food. And there's like a whole bunch of like ramen vending machines. It's not just ramen vending machines too. It's like ramen and like dumplings. And there was like one with like hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff, like insane, like vending machines. And I want to go visit all of them, like all of those. God, I want to get Dancing Big. Yeah, I love their videos because like they don't like, they don't sugarcoat their videos. They just kind of have it there and then they just kind of go for it, you know? And it's like, oh, so tasty. It looks so good. I want to eat all of it. Man. I wanted to do that kind of stuff too, but I don't know if I need a camera. I don't have a camera. Banstacular, thank you for re-upping the membership. I'm quite obviously your problem, but if you did food, it would be fun because it's you, it's similar. I'll be for 3 a.m. chicken. Ooh, I'll do like a Twitter space. Wait, no, probably Twitter space would be too dangerous. If I go out on a Twitter space and like actively talking on my phone, people would probably notice. So I don't know. Wasn't there pizza one? I think so. I think so. Comfy seats or plants you find. I think there's seen like a some shorts of like this person that goes around like reviewing parking garages. I don't know anything about parking garages though. Hollister's Japan room tour. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I don't have to go to Ask Manachan. I don't think I'm allowed to film like anything unless I get permission beforehand, because again, like showing anything on stream always requires like a Manachan check. So like even if I was going to be like, hey, here's my Airbnb, I'd still have to get that all approved and check from Manachan first. Like everything that I do, anything that shows up on stream, like the only thing that doesn't get Manachan checked is like my tweets. I just kind of full send my tweets whenever, but anything that wants to be shown on the stream, like whether it be on YouTube or Twitch, it has to go to Manachan first. So go to the island with cats. Oh, it's so cute. Chive Island, no, I'm sorry to hear that your internet's having issues. I hope it fixes itself soon. I can say that I sympathize because my internets are pretty terrible. Your due diligence will be fine. Hey, Alter, good to see you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Alter. Can we get some happy birthdays in chat? How was it like being a year older now? You're old. Old. Don't be like Haka and dox your Crocs. I hate to say it, but like Crocs are kind of comfortable. They're like, they look appalling. I hate them. They're like polka dots, but the worst kind of polka dots. It's polka dots with actual holes as opposed to like polka dots, you know? Because here's the thing, if the Crocs were like solid, that'd be okay. They'd just be like really comfy, fluffy flip-flops, you know? But no, they have holes, and the holes, the polka dot holes, are what make it weird. And I don't like that, you know? You're like wearing Swiss cheese formed into your thing, you know? Season three start premieres in 2 hours soon. Oh my God. Soon. Do you have a stream coming up? If you have a stream coming up, I can like send you over there. I don't know, manual raid from a Twitter space. I don't know if that's a I've seen a few people wear Crocs for raids. I'd be scared about that. The electric grippers breathe. I never really like understood that. The footsie, the toesy things. I don't know. Oh no, my nose is getting stuffy. Maybe if I move over to the other side of the pillow. I don't know, chat, does anyone else have this where like you're lying down and your nose just gets like super stuffy? Don't worry about it. Okie dokie then, Alter. Okie dokie. Better to have some ventilation than soaking foot sweat. Ew. For raves, I've actually never been to a rave before. I have seen like people do like talks about like TED talks about raves or something. I don't know, like they would discuss like what happens in a rave, and it's kind of like, oh, you know, this and that. But I've never been to a rave before. It's too loud. I found out very quickly that I'm not like a really big party guy. In college, everyone, like my freshman year of Ronin Academy, was like, everyone's like, oh, look, we're in Ronin Academy now, so let's go party, and let's go ahead and go to these like these Ronin frat houses and everything. And it's like, doesn't really sound that interesting to me. And the first one I went to, my friends all got completely smashed. Did I tell this story? I had to carry one of my friends back. We put them in a shopping cart. We like put jackets, our jackets, into the bottom of the shopping cart so that it wasn't so like painful. And then one of our friends passed out, so we like picked them up and we put them inside the shopping cart. And we had to like shopping cart them away because they were just drunk and puking all over the place. That was fun times. But like I found out very quickly, I wasn't really much of a partier. The last 30 minutes, I'm not either. Yeah. So, like, I still, like, I'll go. Yeah, like, I'll go, but, like, I'm probably not going to have that much fun. And, yeah, probably too loud. I've been to, like, clubs a couple of times. I've been to a few bars a few times, but, like, they've never really done anything for me. Also, it never made sense because I'm like, why would you go and buy, like, a drink from a bar? It's like $15. $15 for like a whiskey sour. And it's like, why is it so expensive? Oh my gosh. You know? Because for $15 you can buy a six pack of nice beer. Very nice beer for $15. And just like, man. And then you go and then like they skimp out on the alcohol. They add way too much mixer into it. The only good thing is like the finger food, you know, like the onion rings, the french fries, the bloomin' onions. Ooh, I'm not trying to make a bloomin' onion. Kickbacks is fast, I beat the club every time. Yeah, after a while, I started doing more kickbacks and hangouts with friends. So we would all meet up at someone's place and then just, you know, what did we have back then? We had the PlayStation 3, PS2, PS3, and then we would just... I think someone had also had like an Xbox or something, and then like other times we would bring our like PCs over, and then we had LAN parties. Oh my god, LAN parties. Chat, you guys remember LAN parties? I had so much fun with LAN parties. Like, this was back before we had laptops that were good enough to play games. So we would have to bring the whole desk, like the desktop situation. So like my desktop had like a bundle of cables and wires that were all ready to go, neatly packaged so that if I needed to, I could rip out all of my cables and then just have it portable, ready to go. And then, oh my God, it was so fun. Remember this one time we played, what did we play? Civilization? Civ 5, I think. We're playing Civ 5, and we went until like 7 in the morning the next day just doing the dumbest stuff ever in Civ 5. And then afterwards we went over to IHOP or Denny's. I think it was at Denny's in the morning. But like, man, it was so much fun. Like, we wouldn't get anything done. Like, none of us are, like, professionals, that's, you know? But we're just everyone's there. It's all just good friends hanging out, having a blast, and just being with friends like that was a lot of fun on its own, you know? The mini fridge PC on CS1.5. God, those are the days. Sounds like a good time. Yeah. LAN parties mean CS or WoW to me. I think that was like a phase when we all played Left 4 Dead 2? I think. Was it around that time? I don't know. It's getting hard to remember specifics because I don't like. I kind of wish I had like documented my life a bit more. Like, for example, did you guys know that between the years of 26, 24 to my 30 now, there's basically like no photos of me, no pictures? Because, like, I'm usually the one behind the camera. Like, I'm usually the one taking the pictures. I usually don't like get pictures taken of me. So, like, I don't know. Like, I wish I had documented my life a bit more. Because they'll be like, oh, you want to know what you're like what I looked like, what, 10 years ago? And I'll be like, let's go digging for photos. Like, I have to go digging to find photos. Yeah. Mysterious? No, it wasn't even the mysterious part. It's just, like, I never really... Like, the things that I do, how I normally live my life, it's not, like, anything glamorous enough to take photos, you know? Like, do you go out there and you take pictures of, like, your LAN parties? Like, I usually don't, because I go to LAN parties to have fun with my friends, right? But, like, at no point did any of us think, like, oh, hey, why don't we get a group photo just to, like, share, you know, like, us having a fun time at the LAN party? You know, like, I never took a photo of that, because it never came across in my mind to take a photo of us at the LAN party. So, like, the picture doesn't exist. Like, it's there in my memory. Like, I remember, like, the many times they've all had kickbacks and hangouts, but none of those moments have a photo, because at no point did we ever consider, like, hey, maybe we should take a picture of our LAN party, you know? And things like for food, you know, on Instagram, right? Whenever I get food, I just eat the food. Like, in my mind, I don't think about taking, like, pictures and photos of my food, because it's not really what I do. Like, it doesn't really stick out as like this is a thing I should take a picture of and like share on Twitter, right? Like, that doesn't really come up in my mind. So, like, for me, like, I never really had thoughts of like, oh, let me take selfies and then save them and stuff. Like, it just never came up in my mind, you know? No social media to share pics on. So why would you take them? Exactly. Exactly. Like, I never really, like, I grew up with what? WordPress, Zanga, MySpace, LiveJournal. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I grew up on, right? So, at most, it's like microblogging. But I never really got into, like, Instagram of, like, sharing food pics. Never got into that. So, in my mind, it never comes up as a, oh, I should take a picture of this kind of thing. If you consider getting a digital camera, like getting popular with millennials again, maybe. But the thing is, like, I can't, even if it would help, I couldn't justify the purchase, because I know that my phone has a camera on it, you know? And because my phone has a camera on it, like, it doesn't make sense for me to buy a separate camera that only does a camera thing, and I would still need to deal with, like, menus and buttons. Oh my god, that actually reminds me. Oh my gosh, Zanga? No, Zanga with an X, because this was like the 2000s, the early 2000s when we thought it was everything was cool with an X. It's Zanga with an X, not a Z. Like, that's how you know it's like the early 2000s stuff. X for extreme, you know? Or like, you know how instead of, was it X Fire? that chat program. Oh my God. X-Fire. It wasn't Crossfire, because Crossfire was that other thing. It was X-Fire. But yeah. What was I saying? Oh, right. Okay, so small minor pet peeve. Back in Rodin High School, I used to have a photography phase. That was like 20 years ago. Wait, it's 20 years ago? No, it was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I forget. Long time ago, right? I'm no longer in my photography phase anymore. Besides, I was really bad. I would take black and white edgy shots of, like, I don't know, a bird on a tree and be like, the bird has the freedom to fly anywhere, and yet it decides to rest momentarily on this here branch. Why? Who knows? And I want to smack young Shinri and be like, no, stop it. You're being too chuny. Like, it's just a bird. Like, don't overthink it. You know, basically, okay, but that's like tangent. That's tangent. Okay. So basically, I have a hatred of trying to take photos through menus. Okay. I hate trying to take pictures through menus. I love a DSLR. I love like an SLR camera that has like the little dials and the switches and the knobs. Like, I love that, because like, if I need to change the f-stop, if I need to change the aperture, if I need to change like the exposure or whatever it is, right? I have a dial, I have a knob, I have a physical thing I can quickly turn on or turn off and like flick and like spin to like get the settings I want, right? You can't do that when it's digital, because you have to go through menus. I have to like hit the button, I have to hit the gear button. I have to like wait a second, because it's a phone. It's not a phone. It's a camera. So like the processor isn't even that fast. I have to wait for the menu to load. And then I have to hit the f-stop button on the touch screen, and the touch screen is slow to respond. And I have to wait for the menus to all show, the options and the drop down to all show up. And then I have to like slowly scroll through that on the tiny little touch screen to hit the right f-stop value I want, and then I have to leave the menu to go to the aperture drop down menu, and then I have to click that, wait for that to load, then slowly scroll through. No, I hate that. I want physical dials. Okay, if I want to change the f-stop, I want to be able to just flip a thing, you know, and change it that way. If I want to be able to like change the zoom on this or change the focus, right, I just want to be able to turn the lens, right, and just get the focus that I want. I don't want it to go through the menu and like keep tapping these things on the button. It's just, oh my God. You know? It's not even just the tactile experience, it's the speed, it's the efficiency. I'm wasting so much time going through the menu of a digital camera just to get the settings I want, when I should be able to just turn a dial. You know? It's just so frustrating, right? Like, even just turning on the flash, like on my phone right now, right? In order to get the flash to turn on, I have to go through 7 clicks. 7 clicks. I have to click once to bring up the menu. Then I have to click the actual gear itself. And then from the gear, I have to click to scroll to the little flash menu option, right? And it's like, I just want the flash on. Let me flip a switch and be like, okay, all pictures now will have flash. Flip the switch again, all pictures don't have flash. Right? Like, it's so infuriating going through all these touchscreen menus. Like, I understand it's like the new hot thing with technology, but sometimes I just want like physical buttons. I want physical switches, you know? This is kind of why, like, in some games, I just prefer the controller a lot more, because you have more, like, inputs that are within reach versus, like, your mouse, which, if you think about it, you're basically playing with the single finger, you know, on a mouse. Like, when you're playing Cooking Simulator, right, and you're playing it with the mouse, you're basically playing with just one hand, and you're trying to do everything with that one hand. And the only way you interact is by using a single finger on that hand to click. And that's the only way you can interact with the world. And it is frustrating going through all those menus, you know? So I mean, it's time to update your phone. No, it's because I don't want to pay for a phone app. And this is just the default camera app that comes out with my phone. Sorry, that was a little bit heated. I just get really frustrated with the menus. Touchscreen menus, they're cool, but if I look, there are times when I just want it to work, you know? Yeah. Just want a normal camera. Exactly. I just want a normal camera. Maybe that's what I should do then. Maybe I'll look into like camera technology and like what megapixels are cameras at nowadays? The last time I left off, I had an 11 megapixel Canon 5D, I think. Hey, John, thank you for stopping by. Hope you have a wonderful night. You're heated as most people's lukewarm? No, I can be heated too. I can be like angry. Grr. Rawr. See, I can be heated. I can be aggressive. Remember the disposable cameras? Yeah. I remember disposable cameras. There was a disposable camera. I think it was like a Canon. Was it Canon or Kodak? A Kodak? Maybe? I don't know. One of those two. No, I think it was Kodak because I don't think Canon made disposable cameras. I think it was Kodak camera. Or was it Fujifilm? Fujifilm, maybe? I forget. There was a disposable camera, basically, that had the wiring on the flash, kind of like really low quality. So every time you would clap the camera, every time you clap it, so like you grab the camera and then you like hit it against the like the heel of your palm, right? It would cross the wires and it would cause the flash to go off. So I remember like playing like camera paparazzi with that. Grab an instant camera, disposable one, and then like hit it with the palm of your hand and the flash would just keep going off over and over again. That was all the fun. The yellow ones? I think it was a yellow one, yeah. I remember the one time you got heated. Did I? I don't remember. I don't know. It's hard for me to get like too worked up. I get like frustrated and like annoyed easily. But like angry? No, I don't know if I could do angry. The pictures they take have aesthetic and grits, right? I wanted to buy those like filters, like the Photoshop brushes and the filters and the and all that to like get that aesthetic. I kind of want to try. I want to stream again, but like I don't know. I'm maybe sick at this point. I want to stream again, but like I want to stream in like a funny, like casual way, I guess. I want to do some casual streams, like super casual streams. Spira, thank you for stopping by. Hope you have a wonderful night. Mnemonics, thank you for stopping by as well. Hope you get lots of sleep. Good eeps. Take care. The day the chat hears you snap, the earth will crumble. The Diablo stream, an argument of one Fatal Frame stream. The Fatal Frame stream was frustrating because, like, oh my gosh, it was just tedious. It's the tediousness. I think it's really frustrating. Like, I wanted to just get, like, I kind of wish the game just gave you, like, end game camera film that does a lot of damage and reloads fast. Like, so that you could just get on with it, you know? Like, yes, the ghosts are cute. Yes, they're very pretty. But, like, I don't know. If it takes me, like, 10 minutes to kill one of them, and move on to the next stage of the level, and the level just keeps popping out like ghosts every turn, it's just slowing down the progress. You know, it's not adding anything to the story. It's not adding anything to like the lore. It's just, hey, it's the last level, so we're going to make it difficult. How are we going to make it difficult? Oh, we just put a bunch of enemies in it, and it makes them all take forever to kill. But yeah. All right, Chad. I think I have to go use the restroom, so I think I just need to go call it here. Man. Is there any game that would make you actually mauled? Actually mauled? I don't think so. I mean, like, there are games that I would be disappointed in and, like, frustrated in, but, like, I don't know that there are any games that would make me mauled. Because, like, for me, it's easier for me to stop playing a game and not mauled than it is to keep playing it and then just be in a bad mood. Because if I can feel myself getting in the bad mood, I might as well just go cut it short and just be like, hey, you know, this game really isn't for me. It's not clicking and it's going to hurt me being in the bad mood, and it's going to hurt the stream being in the bad mood and all that. So like for me, like if it ever gets to that point, I'd rather just not stream it instead, you know? So like, I don't know if there ever is a game that would make me mauled, but yeah. Anyways, I'm going to go use the restroom and I don't know. We'll see. If I can't sleep until 5 a.m. again, I might just go like gorilla later tonight. If I can even do that, because my internet's been terrible. But you know, it's been a while since I played StarCraft. Maybe if I can get my internet to work, I'll gorilla some StarCraft like on Twitch or something. But we'll see how it goes. Anyways. Sorry for all the internet issues, and sorry I couldn't do another Stardew stream tonight. Hopefully it's good tomorrow. New schedule coming out later, I guess. No stream tomorrow because I know I'm going to oversleep, but it's going to be bad. Plus it's meeting Mondays, but yeah. Anyways, I'll catch you all soon, Chad. Have a good one. Koyasumi, Koyasumi. I'm like waving at my phone as if you can see me. And then I was like physically waving at my phone with my hand as if you could see me. And then like right afterwards, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a Twitter space. You can't see me, right? So do you know what I did? I wiggled my head. I wiggled my head as if you could see me. Like how I wiggle when I like I'm ending, I'm like, bye bye, chat, Koyasumi, and I do the little, like I'm doing that right now. I'm doing the head wiggle, right? You can't see me, but like it's so ingrained in me now that like I just like instinctively want to wiggle when I could say goodbye to you. Okay, bye bye, chat, Koyasumi.